1.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
You're in a bad place. And when you don't rear your children properly, amen, they become Hophni and Phineases. Do what they want to do, when they want to do it. Amen. Any kind of way they want to do it. You need to shut your door from all that coming up in your house however they want to do it. Boyfriend and girlfriend and all. Loose here. Amen. I said loose here. That's why Eli was judged. That's why the guard changed. That's why the glory left. Amen. Starting with fathers. At home. Amen. Get your home in order. Amen. Amen. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. That ought to be your testimony. Choose you this day whom you will serve. If God be God, then serve him. Amen. Or not be a teenager in your house saying, I ain't going to church today. Amen. Well, I can't make them. Yes, you can make them. Amen. They paying rent. Amen. They got a job. You ought to rear them and train them to where they want to go to church. Amen. Where they know they don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And the best way to do that is live a life before them. Amen. You can give them Bible verses all you want, but if you're a liar, amen, if you're a hypocrite, amen, they ain't thinking about you. Amen. They're going to become a hypocrite too. Amen. They see you talk about your pastor behind his back. Amen. On the phone. Yeah, Ty, I didn't believe that. What do you think they're going to become? Amen. Amen. That's why so many young people leave in the church. Because they don't want what we had. Amen. Amen. People just nodding their head. So there's going to be, in this day now, a changing of a guard. Amen. Because the glory is going to return. Amen. And with some of the current leadership right now, if the glory came, it'd kill everybody. It'd kill them. Because see, it ain't God even trying to kill them. He just show up, that glory. You see, when people go to hell, it's going to be in measure, and it's going to be in accordance to what iniquity is in them. That's the reward of hell that they will have. It ain't just some ballpark figure. No, according to whatever depth it was, there are levels in hell. Amen. And however far they got away from God and however they resisted God, it will be the measure that is met. Amen. Likewise in heaven. Amen. The measure you meet will be the measure you... Everybody ain't getting the same. Amen. Some ain't gonna have no reward because what you have done has been in the flesh. Amen. And it's gonna go up in smoke. Amen. You'll get in to the gate and it'll be glorious, but you won't have reward. And there'll be some you don't even know, some you least expect. Amen. Some that may be living on the street, but they're saved. Amen. Witnessing for God. Amen. Praying and seeing things, but they ain't advertising. They got to tell you what's going on. God knows. Amen. And they'll be rewarded greatly. So it's really important. We got to understand, Eli was cut off. Revelation chapter 2, verse 5. Remember, therefore, Jesus walking among the candlesticks. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. To God, there's a strong cry in this hour for repentance. Amen. See, as things take on a semblance of normal again, people will go back to normal stuff. I pray that in this time and even moving forward, that people really get a hold of God and not go back to some superficial delusion of some normal. Amen. Not being faithful, not being committed, going back to the old ways. I pray that through this and onward, that God will continue to conform and change people more and more to his image. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 1. And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer. And the Philistines pitched in Apheth. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel. And when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines. And they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. When the people were coming to the camp, the elders of Israel said, "Wherefore hath the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines? Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it comes among us, it may save us out of the hands of our enemies." So the people sent to Shiloh that they might bring from thence the ark of the covenant of the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth between the cherubims. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of God. Okay, now we already see what their life was. And so they're pretty much standing in the way. They're controlling the revelation. They're guarding or blocking the presence of God. Now, verse 5. And when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout so that the earth rang again. When the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, "What meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews?" And they understood that the ark of the Lord was come into the camp. And the Philistines were afraid, for they said, "God is come into the camp." And they said, "Woe unto us, for there hath not been such a thing heretofore. Woe unto us who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods. These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Be strong and quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants unto the Hebrews, as they have been to you. Quit yourselves like men and fight." And the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten. And they fled every man into his tent, and there was a very great slaughter, for there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. And the ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. Wow. The ark, we'll get into eventually, represents a number of things, but it represents the presence of God. Let me tell you something. When a person is living in sin, that's supposed to be saved, supposed to be a priest, but doing all this stuff, it's not a good thing for the presence of God to come. Because we see what happened here. Amen. The presence of God to the Israelites, because they were living in sin and governed by sinful men, it wasn't an advantage to them, it was a disadvantage. Amen. See, God is holy. Amen. And whether in a child of God or in someone unsaved, amen, when God shows up, all that stuff is going to be dealt with. Amen. Judgment begins at the house of God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for his grace today. Amen. But I got news for you. In the New Testament, in the book of Acts, Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Ghost. Amen. All they did were lie to the Holy Ghost, like a lot of people do today. They just lie about things. They're lies. They think it's little white lies. Ain't no white and black lies. A lie is a lie. And an excuse is the skin of a lie. When people always make excuses, that's the skin of a lie. But they lied. And guess what? Peter said, "Why have you chosen to lie to the Holy Spirit?" They thought they were just lying to Peter. But the presence of God What would be the ark in the Old Testament? Holy Spirit in the New Testament. The presence of God was so heavy there that it wouldn't tolerate a lie. Ananias fell. Dead. Killed by the Holy Ghost. Read your Bible. Peter didn't touch him. They didn't stone him. Nobody touched him. They had to pick him up and carry him out. When his wife came in, likewise. Holy Ghost took him out. These would be hindrances to my movement, to my expansion, to increase, because they're liars. Hophni and Phinehas are slain. In 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 14, and we're going to go through 22, and we'll probably have to wind it up here soon. And when Eli heard the noise of the crying, he said, "What meaneth the noise of this tumult?" And the man came in hastily and told Eli. This was a soldier that came from the battle. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim that he could not see. Let me pause there for a minute. You know, the one that was the judge, his eyes were where he couldn't see. That's depictive of today. People having eyes but do not see. Ears but don't hear. So what we have a lot of is the blind leading the blind. And they're both falling in the ditch. And one day, whatever shepherd that is will give an account for leading those people in a way of blindness down a path that they are not to go down. Amen. In a pathway of covetousness. Amen. Eli was blind. Let's go on. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim that he could not see. And the man said unto Eli, "I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army." And he said, "What is there done, my son?" And the messenger answered and said, "Israel is fled before the Philistines, and there hath been also a great slaughter among the people. And thy two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God is taken." And it came to pass, when he made mention of the ark of God, that he fell from off the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck broke, and he died. For he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. Now, this is God removing an old order.
Amen. Amen.
Because of sin.
Amen.
Amen. Because of sin. Lack of speaking truth. Amen. Ulterior motives. Amen. Sin in the camp. Hophni and Phinehas. Fornicators, adulterers, covetous, greedy. You name it, there's a long list. But I'm here to tell you this morning, there's a changing of a guard. Because God is preparing a people for the return of his glory. Amen.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.